If you've ever thought there's just too many podcasts, I'm going to do a little myth busting today. And more than anything, what we're going to talk about today is a cautionary tale. So pay attention. Welcome to Uncommonly More with Stacey Harris. I am Stacey. I'm the host of this show and the CEO of podcast production agency, Uncommonly More. My team and I work with podcasters just like you to shift shows from frustrating time sucks to productive members of sales teams with professional, strategic podcast production. You know what? I think that's enough. Let's get into the show and we'll talk more there. I want to dig in on some metrics today because the folks over at Amalfi Media and over at Pod News got together and really got in some details, did some math on the realities of podcasts. Are you really competing against the 4 million podcasts Spotify says they currently have available? And the answer, spoiler alert, is not really. So today we're going to do a little myth busting and I'm going to tell you the realities of some of these podcast numbers. And more importantly, I want to use this as sort of a teachable moment, as a cautionary tale, if you will, because the reality here is this happens for a reason. The numbers we're going to talk through have a very specific cause. And it can be sidestepped with the right steps. And so we're going to talk about what those steps are so that we can protect you and your show from pod fade, from this issue that we're going to dig into when we look at these numbers. So let's start by digging into these numbers. I will include the link for the article I'm pulling all these numbers for. But I want to highlight this. This is as of July 2022. So a few months ago, July 2022, these are not pre-pandemic. What does that really mean now? No. 4 million shows as of July 22. Let's just right off the top get these numbers out of the way. 47% of podcasts produced as of July 2022 produce 3 or fewer episodes. Meaning, if you right now have more than, or as of July 2022, for the sake of apples to apples comparison, if you as of July 2022 had more than 3 episodes of your show, you're doing better than 47% of the podcasts produced. You are going to be a better resource than 47% of the podcasts produced. 32% of the podcasts have 10 or more episodes. That's a big jump, right? 47% have 3 or fewer. 32% have 10 or more. Here's where the numbers get really crazy. 17% of the 4 million shows available as of July 2022 have more than 10 episodes, and their most recent episode was released in the last 12 months. That's a big drop, right? I'm going to go one better. 7% have those 10 episodes or more and have released a new episode in the last 30 days. And we take it even further. Who's released an episode in the last 7 days as of July 2022? 3.9, so we'll call it 4% of those shows. 4% of 4 million podcasts available as of July 2022 had both more than 10 episodes, and the most recent of those episodes was in the last 7 days. That's insane. There is often this conversation that there's so many podcasts, and is it even worth getting into anymore? And yeah, it really is. It's still a highly valuable medium. Do you know how much credibility I gain when somebody sees the content library we have? This is episode 580 of this show. By the end of Q1 in 2023, we'll be at 600 episodes. It buys me some credibility because I've been doing this a while. The same is true of you. Many, many of our clients are at 100, 200. We even have a couple of clients with 300 episodes of their show, and they immediately buy some credibility because they've been doing this a while. And guess what? Their shows have gotten better and better and better because they have stayed with it. So don't use this idea that there's 4 million podcasts as a reason to not release your show, as a reason to stop releasing your show. Because the realities here tell you, the math tells you, 4% of shows as of July 2022 had done both more than 10 episodes and released one in the last 7 days. I want to switch gears though, and I want to talk about why this happens. Because this is what's most important. If you're somebody who's like, oh, well, I've done 20 episodes, 30 episodes, 50 episodes, which is where most of our clients are when they come work with us. So I'm cool. I'm already in the top 4%, right? Except, how hard is it to keep DIYing? You have to have a few things in place to keep that lift over time. For me, it comes down to needing three things. And the first is a plan. Doing it yourself is fine. I don't care how it happens, but there has to be a plan. There has to be a reason your episodes are going out. Your sales goals and your show production has to be connected. Because if it's not, and you get into a spot where it's like, well, why am I even bothering? It gets really easy to stop. But when you know that you're building sales assets, you're building something built to help your listener make a decision, you're built a machine that is helping you qualify and generate leads. And that only happens when you go into the production of your show with a strategic plan, with an understanding of what you're selling, who you're selling it to, and how you're selling it to them. When you have an understanding of where that podcast fits in your sales cycle, customer journey, whatever, you have to have that plan. And again, DIYing it is fine. That will work. I highly recommend getting some support with the strategy. That could look like a podcast strategy intensive with me. That could look like sitting down with your business coach. That could look like sitting down with your biz bestie. That could look like sitting down with somebody on your team. Maybe you have an OBM or a VA on your team who can help you get some line of sight. Get out of your own echo chamber of your head. That can look like joining us for the Your Profitable Podcast Workshop, because this is some of what we're going to be doing during that workshop, which, by the way, the first one is next Tuesday. So grab your spot. I want this to be really, really, really clear. It is possible to DIY and build a plan for how long you're going to do that, because it's really hard to build longevity into your show without any help at all. And that help doesn't initially have to be a podcast production agency that works the way we do. A great episode to listen to hear what this can look like. And honestly, I think for my money, one of the best ways to do this is the conversation I had with Sarah. I'll link it in the show notes. Sarah of the Former Lawyer podcast. Fantastic episode to listen. Sarah took a really good path through this. She started on her own. She brought in a freelance editor and they just cleaned up the audio for her and she DIY'd the whole thing. And so she was like, yep, I do like this. I do want to do this. It does work. I'm willing to invest. And then she started working with us. And she's been with us a year and a half now. So that's a really great episode to listen to sort of what this trajectory can look like so that you can build a plan to figure out when it's time to get support before you burn yourself out carrying this whole lift on your own, because it is a big lift. Even with your plan, even if you build your plan, you're DIYing, build in some kind of support because the plan might change. One of the things I caution new show hosts about, and honestly, I'm going to be super transparent here. I'm going through this right now. The show is changing and evolving, and I'm looking at sort of what's next for the show and going like, what am I, like, And I've had to reach out to my coaches, my mentors, my support, my team, my people, and say, here's what I'm doing. I need your perspective because the plan is changing. The things are evolving. Nothing's really, really changing here. It's mostly cosmetic, to be honest, but it's changing for a really intentional reason. But it does mean making a lot of decisions. And that's not super fun to do, again, in the echo chamber of your brain all alone. It can get to a point where you've rumbled with it in your brain so much that none of it makes sense and all of it's right and none of it's wrong. And no, none of it's right and all of it's wrong. Whatever. It starts to sound like that, really. And so get support. Again, this could look like biz besties. This could look like your existing team, your VAs, your OBMs, whatever. This could look like coaches. Long term, I do recommend if you want to be in your show for a long time, this should look like some sort of podcast production setup. This should look like someone who's coming in and helping you regularly make these content decisions, decide when changes need to be happening, like the stuff we went through in October with the podcast housekeeping series. Those decisions that are going to have to be made over and over and over and over and over again in the lifespan of your show, get some support with them. It doesn't have to be us. It can be anybody. I'd like it to be us. But long term, you're going to need support. And again, that support may change, but it's going to be hard to make these decisions over and over again alone. And that's why these shows don't last. That's why you see shows that just sort of fade out. The last thing I want to talk about is you've got to make sure that you're, and we talked a little bit about this with your plan, but you can't let go of understanding that this is a sales asset. You have to be able to continuously reconnect the purpose of your show to your business development. The purpose of your show in your sales process. What is the job of your show? This is a time investment. This is a financial investment. This is an energetic investment. Is it paying off? Are you seeing an ROI on that investment? And that's not just going to be download growth. That's not just going to be somebody sending you guest pitches. It's got to be people bringing up the show on sales calls. It's got to be seeing conversions from the podcast. Wherever it sits in your how do I sell, you've got to see that your podcast is seeing results there. All right? All right. I want to remind you, this is your last chance this weekend, this week, to grab your spot for the Your Profitable Podcast Workshop, which we are running a special offer on for Black Friday. This is a brand new thing, and I'm super, super excited about it. We're going to run two of them. We've got one November 29th and one on December 6th. Both of them are 4 hours long, and we're going to be doing some mastermind stuff. We're going to be doing some training stuff. It's kind of a mastermind workshop hybrid. So come ready to get into it and get some work done. We're going to be going from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time. So that would be, let's see, 12 to 4 Eastern time. I would love to see you joining us. We'll be maxing out both groups at 10. So if you have not yet grabbed your spot, I would recommend grabbing your spot right now. Because again, that first one is on Tuesday of next week. I will hopefully see you there. But either way, I hope you are having a fantastic week. And I will see you right back here next week. If you made it to this point of the show and you still happen to be listening, which statistically is unlikely, I want to say thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I want to hear from you. So reach out on social or via email and let me know what actions you're going to take from today's episode. Because honestly, that's why we produce the show. That's why I record this show. That's why my team does all the work to release this show. It's so that we can help you. We can help make a difference in your show and consequently in your business. If you haven't left a review for the show, head over to ratethispod.com/more. It's an easy way to show some love to the show and also help us reach more podcasters who are looking for the same kind of support you were looking for. If you have any suggestions or ideas or thoughts you would like me to address on the show, be sure to reach out. Again, like I say a lot, this is the start of the conversation, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say.